On November 6, 2007, the CSDW Writing Center and the English Undergrad Organization had their first open mic night at the Gateway Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble was kind enough to provide refreshments after the reading, and we are fortunate enough to have talked one of our readers, Aaliyah Wilson, into letting us record and podcast her reading. So please sit back and enjoy the first of what I hope to be many public readings. Thank you very much, Aaliyah.
This is called The Fall Flowering. I adore you. I stand within the doorway that opened me to you. Stein came through and left a piece of coffee, a cup of conversation and a fee, restlessness, distress, my stress of motherhood alone. In a house I didn't own, through autumn months we talked all night, late night hours made me late many tomorrows. I wondered how long the ship and friend would last. I thought love had passed somewhere in the past. But our friendship was anchored at a port of ever, a part, but never a part of never. I sailed with you nightly on a long-distance call. You were my crutch, so I didn't fall. I was green that fall, I was falling. You colored me orange, you fell, you were longing. I longed so long that I said so long, when the trees lost their dress, exposing my mess of a mind that couldn't mind you. But you did give, and I gave, and I prayed. But love hesitated to do what it wanted to do. I love you with all that I don't have and half of what I do. I know I owe you more as due. I love you more than I loved you then. So. This one is called I Am Failure. Because it was supposed to be an iambic pentameter. I've tried to write this poem for you without the riddled rhyme. I've tried to think of something true and worthy of these lines, now overdue. Nothing has been produced in these few lines, nothing has given birth I can't construct. This heart has lost its voice, the pentameter takes, restrains my passion. Pity I beg blank verse form to have on me, we don't agree, yet. Stressed, oh yes, time is fleeting fast, I'll seize this form and take control, I must. I won the war, I won't let go, I've got you meter, I think, but oh, I don't, I've lost control. Have I failed at this mere form? I fear the scorn from you who will read, or who will endure the lifeless words inscribed on this ill page. I'll read this one, even though I shouldn't. It's called Super Dad. I can't assist you any more than I do. I'm a super dad and I need food. I won't contribute more than I want. I'm a super dad and I won't front. You support. Let's take it to court or better yet trial. I'll build up a case on all of my vile intentions. I'm placing myself on suspension. Until court order, I won't babysit anymore. Then 2 hours a day and 2 days a week. I provide all the care and you can't make me speak. Stop asking like a child for a mature conversation. You can't make me if I don't want to. I won't. You can't make me. And why didn't you call when you got back in town? I was worried, so worried for 3 days now. You said you would call Sunday sometime in the eve. I worried all Monday thinking what could be. Next time I see you, I'll give you clothes that I lost last summer and new hand-me-down clothes. They're two sizes too big and some three or four, but he'll grow. He's growing and won't need anymore. Anytime soon, at least from me, you have handfuls of family that buy him new things. He has 4 weeks worth of diapers and months of new toys. He has 5 pairs of shoes and he's only a boy. You only pay bills. Your house is free. Go ask your grandmother for more money, not me. I'm a father, not a mother. Stop telling me your bothers. I have laundry to do and a bed to place. I have errands to run and I need my space. I'm a super dad and a better parent than you.